I've got a book in my hand whose name is Nekiyon ki Jazaein aur Gunahon ki Sazaein. It's been published by Maktabatul Madina. In this book, on page number 50, there is a narration that I'm going to read to you. On the day of judgment, a call will be made below the earth. Where are the people who used to absent their hearing from music, nonsense and contemptible things in the world? Today I'll make them listen to the praise and will give them glad tidings that neither fear nor grief will come upon them. One more hadith is narrated here in the same book I'm reading. This is on the page 51. Now I'm going to read it. The people who play music and hear it are both accursed. As a result, the people who listen to songs and music in the world will remain deprived of pleasant voices in the paradise forever unless they repent. It was stated that the sweet voice of Sayyiduna Dawood ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam in terms of melody would be equal to 900 flutes, and these flutes are not satanic. In fact, it would be the praise of Allah. It would be equal to voices of 900 flutes. He would sing in his voice to the people on the day they would see Allah. Therefore, keep yourself from the worldly voices in the world so that you may listen to that enchanting voice. To sum up, we can say that in order to listen to that beautiful voice on that day, we need to refrain from worldly voices. So, we sometimes find some narrations like that. If we indulge ourselves with songs and music, then we might see hell's awfulness. Hence, we should really consider the punishment as well as the terribleness of the hell. In short, what I'm trying to say is that we have to keep all these things in